When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Trey Biddy with hogsports.com, H-A-W-G Sports. Well, it's talking season for Razorback football, college football in general. The football annuals have come out. Lindy's, Athlon, different outlets, CBS, ESPN, whatnot, are putting out their preseason rankings and ranking coaches, all that kind of stuff. Steve Spurrier is the one that so eloquently put it as talking season. So we're going to talk about some of that. We're going to look to the future. We'll draw from the past a little bit. We'll talk about some of the other things going on in Razorback sports, college sports, and sports in general. All that and more on today's episode of Hawk Sports Live. The Crane Automotive team knows stretching your dollar is important. With prices at the pump, interest rates, and everything else, we focus on making your life more affordable by offering vehicles with the highest rated fuel economy and safety features, plus a large selection of crossover and hybrid vehicles. We make it easy to get on the road with a vehicle that won't break the bank. We have a vehicle for every lifestyle and every budget. Come get one at one of our 17 statewide locations or visit craneteam.com today. Hog Sports Live is driven by the Crane Automotive team.
You've done it. Now you're the Crane Cash Champ. You just won big with the Crane team. Go ahead, soak it up. How could you not feel like a winner? You dominated with our low price guarantee, and you got way more for your trade. Plus, with statewide delivery on thousands of vehicles from 16 locations, and the fact that we'll beat any other dealer's price, we make our Kansans feel like champions every day. That's winning. That's the Crane team. Visit craneteam.com.
I'd like to mention also, for a limited time right now, if you want to get your Razorback fix this summer, be sure to sign up at Hog Sports, HAWGSports.com, part of the 24/7 Sports Network, for 60% off. That breaks down to just $1 a week. HAWGSports.com. Just go there. There's no promo code. Click on the banner. You'll see it, and it'll take you to the right space that you need to be at. Transfer portal is open for baseball. I'm not going to discuss that too much. There hasn't been a whole lot going on just yet, but that did open up on June 1st. It runs to the 30th. On, what is today, Thursday, Monday's show, we talked a lot about that with Kevin Bohannon. So if you want to find out a little bit more about the direction there, go check out Monday's show. Also talked to Danny West a lot about what was coming up this weekend, what happened last weekend recruiting. There's, you know, a little over a dozen prospects scheduled to come in for this second weekend. We are in a quiet period now, so that means you can have campus visitation with recruits. You can't have off-campus right now, but you can't have on-campus visitation, so a lot going on. Colton Nussmeier, one of the guys that jumps out. But again, all that was basically broken down on Monday, so I don't want to just go through and rehash. And there's plenty of other things we can talk about right now. The NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships are scheduled for June 10th through 13th, so just less than a couple of weeks away for that. So, and that's in Eugene, Oregon. Arkansas has, the men have 21, I believe, who qualified. So that's a lot. They are the favorite to win it. And I think the women had 9. The women aren't favored to win it, but the men are. So that's coming up. The NBA Finals, Knicks beat San Antonio in game one. Game two is June 5th at 7:30 on ABC from San Antonio. I mean, U.S. Open for men. That's coming up June 18th. That's the next big golf event. Just kind of running through some things that are coming up here. As far as college football, we are still going to have a 12-team playoff this year. Nobody really got anywhere with making decisions there. There's still, you know, a lot of stuff being talked about with congressional involvement, NIL changes, all that kind of stuff. But so far, it's just been nothing hard, no changes to the college football playoff. I want to know what you guys think about college football playoff. Are you for 24 teams? You know, sometimes I'll talk about stuff and I'll just kind of talk myself into something. And I can see the value trying to look at it through another perspective. I try not to be stuck in my ways. Some people say I am, but I try to, you know, see what's coming next and embrace it, try to look at things through a different lens. And I like 12 teams. I think that's probably a good number. 16, I can't see the logic in going beyond that until, you know, I kind of look at it like, you know, so does it take away from the regular season? Like if you're at 24, does that take away from the regular season? Because I get that argument, but it also, I think about the teams that maybe have three losses that might have otherwise just kind of, you know, gave up on the season. Well, maybe we'll go to a good bowl game, but who cares about bowl games? There's no real reward at the end of the season. But if you can make it to the college football playoff and you have three losses, you know, and, you know, there'll be teams probably with four if you have 24 teams. Like, it still gives you a lot to play for. Like, even, like, yeah, you might, the early games and the early losses might not sting as much, but there will be losses that sting still that knock you out of the playoffs just maybe later on in the season. It may keep things going a little bit more. Sometimes what you think is going to happen, the opposite ends up happening. May not be a bad way to look at it. There's not 24 teams in college football that can win a national championship. I mean, in basketball, there's usually just a handful. And usually we always end up saying, okay, that really was the best team. You know, that was a team that put it all together. They were already really good, and they just surged ahead. And that's usually the team that wins national championship in college basketball. And in football, it's basically always the best team that wins it. Basically always the best team. And if not, you know, it's rare that that doesn't happen. And there should be a rare occurrence where a Cinderella magical season happens, you know. But in college football, it's usually the best team that wins. In baseball, it is almost never the best team. And that's one of the things that I don't like about baseball. I don't think it's a good – I mean, I know it's fun and understand Omaha and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know that baseball is a good setup, because if you're not crowning the best team most of the time, then what are we doing? So one of the things that frustrates me with baseball, I know there are big baseball fans out there, and I'm not anti-baseball or anything. I love football more, and I love basketball more in terms of collegiate sports. I feel like balls and strikes are so often wrong, and there's just so much human error in the game. And then on top of it, the best team is rarely crowned. I'm sure I'll get some comments on that. So it is talking season. Athlon, I actually did the Lindy's write-up for their national magazine and the SEC version that's coming out later. But Athlon ranked theirs. I think Arkansas was 16th in Lindy's. I can't remember exactly. But Athlon, I have it here, and Arkansas is 13th. When SEC Media Days comes around, Arkansas will be last. There's a chance for Kentucky or Mississippi State, even Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's never going to get, you know, that much respect, even after their 10-win season last year. But Athlon has Arkansas at 13. ESPN has Arkansas at – where's ESPN have Arkansas? I thought I had ESPN. Oh, shoot, I'm on 2025, guys. Brought up the wrong year. Well, I think Athlon has Arkansas at 16th. I think that's wrong. So I think Arkansas is at 16th there. I'm pretty sure Lindy's has them at 16th. And when SEC Media Days comes around and the media votes on it, Arkansas will be 16th. And I want to talk about that here in a little bit, and just like how past years have gone in terms of predicted order of finish and all that kind of stuff, and how things look moving forward. But also, one of the things that's very popular is ranking coaches. And last year at Memphis, you know, Ryan Silverfield was actually like, you know, often ranked higher, like, you know, like number 7 G5 coach in the country and stuff like that. And this year, let's see, CBS has him at 56 right now, 2026 among Power 4 coaches, 56 out of 60. I saw a list the other day that had him dead last, which is an easy place to put any coach, you know, that hasn't done anything or is stepping into a job that where the program hasn't had a lot of success. So much of that stuff is just based on, yes, what you did last year, but, you know, maybe a couple of recent years if you're at that same school. But it's easy just to throw the new guys at the back of the pack, and we've seen that a number of times. Doesn't mean Ryan Silverfield's going to be an awful coach, but I want to get into depth more on that. But first, I'd like to tell you about our friends over at Blakeman's. Blakeman's Fine Jewelry, proud to be the official jeweler of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Ben Blakeman and his team had an exciting year in their new flagship space at 3202 Pinnacle Hills Parkway in Rogers, and are continuing their signature hospitality and service in 2026. Visit them. They'll offer to clean your jewelry, offer you a coffee beverage from Cafe B, or a glass of their own Blakeman's Prosecco, which, by the way, is offered at several stores in Northwest Arkansas. If you can't make it, did you also know that you could shop them online at blakemansfinejewelry.com, and they do delivery as well. Built on tradition since 1987, Blakeman's has been Northwest Arkansas's trusted destination for exceptional jewelry and personalized service. Okay, so I thought this was kind of interesting to look at, because back in 1998, Arkansas wasn't necessarily, you know, nobody thought Arkansas was going to do a whole lot. But there were signs. There were signs that they could do a lot. Right coach comes in, breathes fresh air into the program. But there was like 18 guys back on that team, 18 guys who were starters. I think 4 offensive linemen plus Bobby Williams, who ended up being a multi-year starter. But 4 offensive linemen, Brandon Burlsworth, Chad Abernathy, Russ Brown, you know, it was a group, guys with a lot of experience. And then you had Clint Sterner back, who had started as a sophomore and I think broke the school record for passing yards at the time. But he was back. You had Anthony Lucas back from last year, Emmanuel Smith, who was the number 3 running back, number 3 wide receiver. They had Eubanks, Lucas before that. And then you had Chris Chikuma, who started 4 games the previous year as a sophomore and was injured, but had over 500 yards as a freshman before that. And then Madre Hill. Madre Hill came back that year. Madre ran for 1,387 yards as a sophomore. It was first-team All-SEC that year. And then had the knee injury, missed the next season, had another knee injury, missed the next season, and was back for that 98 season. So you had 2 studs at running back, some weapons at wide receiver. You had Jodine Davenport, Al Herringer at tight end. You know, defensive line, if you count C.J. McClain, who moved from linebacker to end, you had 4 starters back on the defensive line. You know, you had Quentin Caver at linebacker. You had Harry Wilson, J.J. Jones. You had Jamel Harris. J.J. Jones and Jamel Harris weren't returning starters, but they were eventual, I believe, multi-year starters. And, of course, Quentin Caver, David Barrett, Kenoy Kennedy, Zach Painter, Jeremy Flowers in the secondary. Like, you had a ton of guys coming back from the previous year. And I always make this point that Arkansas is never going to get the benefit of the doubt from the media like Texas A&M does or Auburn seems to get a lot. Unless Arkansas returns a starting quarterback and had success the previous year. If that's the only way that Arkansas is getting the benefit of the doubt that, hey, you might be good again. Otherwise, nobody is really predicting, at least not when you combine the masses, like at SEC Media Day, nobody's ever going to say, hey, Arkansas is going to have a really good season this year. Just watch out. I know they won two games last year. I know they've got a quarterback who hasn't played very much, but just watch out for Arkansas. Nobody is ever going to say that. So let's look at the past a little bit. Let's look at you guys like that? Look back at 1998. I'm not saying this is going to be 98. I'm just saying that's kind of the standard year, you know. And if you look at this team right now, it's there six starters back from last year's team? Maybe 24 to 26 players back. I think 26 players back in total. Maybe just 10 of those guys were contributors for you last year. I mean, Bradley Shaw started seven games. That counts as a starter. Had 50 tackles last season. Quincy Rhodes, eight sacks, returns on the defensive line. I believe that's your only two starters. Miguel Mitchell only started three games, so he wouldn't count as a starter. Nobody else in the secondary. Nobody else at linebacker. Nobody else on the defensive line. Offensive line, Caden Kittler, starting center. Kobe Branham, starting right guard. C.J. Brown at wide receiver. Jaden Platt at tight end. You got four on offense, two on defense, no specialist. Only six. However, let's spin this a little bit. However, if you go back and look at all the guys that they brought in from the transfer portal, 40-something players, I think it's 40. 40 guys on scholarship from the transfer portal. And you combine the guys that started at their previous institution or like a guy like Ben Bogle, who started at Southern Illinois in 2024, was an All-American there. Didn't start at West Virginia last year, had like 40 tackles and I think a couple sacks and stuff. But like if you include stuff like that, then you've got 19 guys who were previous starters. You've got guys that have played a lot of football, you know. And none of those guys are on the defensive line except for Quincy Rhodes. But all of them are kind of at an age. People have asked me a couple questions. Have you done summer school with Bud Elliott? Yes, I recorded that yesterday. And we talked about some of that stuff. And, you know, the defensive line primarily about how, you know, you've got guys that are, you know, redshirt sophomore types. Guys that probably are going to cost you a lot more money next year than they did this year because they have kind of hit that age. Quincy Rhodes is a great example. Quincy Rhodes was a junior last year. Did he do anything really at Arkansas notable before last year? He's a great player. You'd take four Quincy Rhodeses on your defensive line. So we kind of talked about that kind of stuff. And also the other thing we talked about was that people were asking me if I'd booked my Utah trip, Salt Lake City. And I did book that, I think, the day before yesterday. So I am booked for Salt Lake. And then I came up on – well, do I book the Texas A&M trip, College Station? I haven't seen the new Kyle Field. I haven't seen the new Kyle Field. I haven't seen the renovated Vanderbilt, Simmons Bank, or whatever stadium it is now. And I haven't seen – I haven't been to OU. Those are the only venues that I haven't seen in their current form. I have been to Vanderbilt, obviously. I have been to Kyle Field. I haven't seen the renovated version, obviously, because Arkansas plays in Arlington with them. But and then the only year they played there was the COVID year, which I didn't attend. So, but anyway, that game's on October 3rd. And I was like, well, maybe I'll wait and see what time kickoff is. Because sometimes you get an early kickoff, you could get a late flight out of there, vice versa. And I was thinking, like, well, when are kickoffs announced? We know the first three games. We know the 3:15 for Northern Alabama. We know 9:15 for Utah and 9:15 p.m. and 11 a.m. for Georgia. So when are the rest of them come out? Well, I looked. I was like, okay, when is those coming out so I can book the rest of these trips? June 3rd, each of the last 2 years, on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So here coming up in the next few days, we should be expecting to hear. And now it's never like this is the time. This is the window. So sometimes it'll be a flex time, but sometimes it'll say this game is definitely going to be in the afternoon or this game's definitely going to be in the evening or this game's definitely going to be in the morning. So that should be coming out pretty soon. I don't know why I got off on that. side tangent or what exactly I was talking about before that, but while I'll figure that out, be sure to check out our friends over at Bet Saracen, guys. If you haven't used Bet Saracen, then there's a really good deal. You can sign up right now and use the promo code BIDDY250, capital B, lowercase IDDY 250, and sign up. Place your first bet at $25 and you'll get $250 back in bonus bucks to use on Bet Saracen. So a pretty sweet deal to sign up for first time users. And really the only show in town as far as the local guys are concerned now, with the other outlets going with national brands. So Bet Saracen is the local guys. It's Arkansas's number one sports betting app.
Arkansas's Fab Five for Bet Saracen.
Yo, Sid, what spread you checking out, man?
I'm checking out the Hogs on Bet Saracen.
You know, Rainwater's exclusive specials and tons of Bet Saracen options make it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app.
And they take more action on the Hogs than any other sports book in the world.
Guys, I am confident. It's because we do their TV ads.
I agree with that.
Amen.
Bet Saracen.
Okay, so I want to talk about a little a little recent history, okay? And I'm not saying like Arkansas is going to be surprise everybody and shock the world. I don't think that necessarily. I have concerns over quarterback because quarterback is the most important position on the field, and it's a huge unknown for Arkansas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bob-a-pedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bob-a-pedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Arkansas. To me, I'm thinking like, let's get back to respectability, you know, maybe five wins or something like that. If they have a quarterback, then I wouldn't be surprised if they could shock some people. And I've talked about the importance of those first four games several times. Opportunity, obviously you should win game one. If you can win, that Utah game is the most important game on the season in terms of building unity, camaraderie, you know, all that stuff that you normally build as a team through years and years of playing and working together. Belief can be built early on with a road win at Utah. I'm not calling for that. I think Utah is a very difficult place to play, but if you can win that one, and, you know, you're probably dropping against Georgia, obviously, and you get Tulsa after that. You know, there was one athlete, I think Rick said, told me yesterday on Athlon, Arkansas was picked to beat the opener and Tulsa, and that was it this season. I mean, it could happen. Obviously, we've seen stuff like that happen before. But anyway, if you can win that one, like you could start off 3-1, that could really build some momentum. And there'll be teams on this schedule who aren't going to be as good as they're predicted to be, and there'll be teams that are better than they're predicted to be. And if you look at last year, do you guys remember who was picked number one to win the SEC? It was Texas. Why was it Texas? Because Texas had been there last year. They lost in the SEC championship game. They went to the college football quarterfinals and then eventually semifinals. But Arch Manning's coming in, the quarterback that was promised. He's just going to be Peyton Manning all over 2.0, right? He was fine. He was about a 144, 150 something QBR, which is good. It's not great. It's not number one draft pick. But he was okay. He wasn't great. And maybe he'll be great. Maybe with the experience that he gained last year, he'll be great this year. But people just assumed that Arch Manning would just elevate Texas to the next level now. And they were okay. They were, I mean, they were good. They were a good team. They just weren't great. It was Georgia and Alabama in the SEC title game last year. Texas A&M was picked eighth. Texas A&M finished 7-1. I think they were ranked number one in the country for a while. LSU was number four. How about going 3-5? South Carolina was number five. They went 1-7. South Carolina was picked number five. And it was because, well, Norris Sellers is going to build on that standout freshman season. Florida at six. Wrong. Florida was not six. Ole Miss was picked seventh, and they just missed out on that the tiebreaker. They finished 7-1. They were picked seventh. Vanderbilt was picked 13th last year, even though they had a pretty good season the year before. Why were they 13th? Like, people are just like, yeah, give you a glimmer of hope that you could maybe make a bowl game at Vanderbilt. Pat on the head. And they end up having the best quarterback they've ever had, all due respect to Jordan Rodgers and Jay Cutler, of course. But Big Ten wasn't any better. They picked Penn State to win the conference. Penn State was, where did they finish? I mean, they were terrible, right? They maybe won two games. Indiana was picked sixth. But they won the national championship, college football national championship, college football playoff national championship, and won the Heisman with Fernando Carmona because of the quarterback. Even the Big 12 was wrong. They had Kansas State or Arizona State was the popular picks. They didn't do an official media poll. They've gotten rid of it. But they had unofficial ones done by, you know, pulling media members at their media days. K-State finished 5-4. Arizona went 6-3. They lost their quarterback. Quarterback's important. Arizona was like tied for Arizona was right at the bottom. Like maybe last, one of the last teams by most people. And Arizona went from 4-8 to 9-4 last year. Their GM was Geiske Crowley. Crowley, I keep saying Crowley. Geiske Crowley, who is now at Arkansas. Anyway, Clemson didn't win the ACC as projected. They finished 4-4. I mean, so on and so forth. Like, we talk about how wrong they are at the top, they're also really wrong at the bottom. And I'm included in that. I participate in these, but there's just no way to predict. And so much of it is based around quarterback. Like at Alabama, is Keelan Russell, is he going to be, you know, what they expect him to be? He was the number two ranked recruit in the country in 2025. He's a younger guy. Is he like going to be like Arch Manning was last year? He's going to be like Arch Manning was supposed to be. Is a different type of quarterback. Byron Brown was outstanding at USF last year. Will that translate to Auburn in the SEC? Florida doesn't have a guy named. Kenny Minchie is transferring to Kentucky from Notre Dame after he was beat out by C.J. Carr last year. I mean, here's the deal, too. Like, I'm probably going to eat my words on this, but Sam Leavitt, you know, a 150 quarterback rating is a good quarterback rating. It's not bad. But there are guys out there with like 180 plus quarterback ratings. And Sam Leavitt was a 150, 144, and then 150 guy, something. I keep saying those numbers, but that's about right for both of, you know, Manning and Leavitt last year. But like, is that number one transfer portal quarterback territory having a 150 quarterback rating? Maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot of guys like that, you know. We talked about Lenore Sellers. Can he regain the form? What's Kamario Taylor done at Mississippi State? It's one thing that scares me about Arkansas guys. Like, I know I keep saying that, broken record, but the best teams in college football went out and got a quarterback that was proven. They did. They're not just going to stake all the momentum and the coach's job on hoping that the next guy is going to be good, because it's just such a difficult position to predict. It's impossible to predict, really. You still draft Jamarcus Russell number one in the NFL. I used to get frustrated with Brett Bielema when he was at Arkansas, because he would trash recruiting rankings and stuff all the time, because one year they ranked his recruiting class 50-something, and that team was like the backbone of the team that won the first Big Ten title under him and stuff like that. But half his recruits are going to suck. Half your recruiting class is not going to pan out, generally. At Arkansas, it's way worse than that. It's been way worse. If you're able to do a little bit better than half, you can probably build a really good team. Obviously, the landscape has changed with the transfer portal and all that stuff. But, like, you can't trash recruiting rankings when your own class is half of those guys are misevaluated, right? And looking ahead, like, to their NFL, like, how many busts have there been first-round quarterbacks that you build your whole team around? The guy sucks. How many times, and the NFL has your high school film, your college film. They have you talk to a psychiatrist. They have doctors poking and prodding you. You still are going to draft Johnny Manziel, spite of all the red flags. You're still going to draft your Jamarcus Russell. You're still going to take Ryan Leaf. And there's tons of other examples. Okay. We're going to get to some questions here in a minute. I'm just kind of running through some stuff. Man, it's hard to – I don't really run a whole lot of shows during the summer months, but thankfully football talking season has arrived, and we're able to talk about some of this stuff. Hey, you guys know how much I value longstanding relationships. Well, I've known Bo Biddle for 25 years, and when I needed car insurance, when I needed homeowners insurance, when I needed business insurance for Hawk Sports, I called Biddle Armstrong. Bo, Rob Armstrong, and their team have over 100 years combined experience. They work with you just like auto owners insurance works with them. Expect local support from somebody you know. Questions about your policy? Call Biddle Armstrong direct rather than a 1-800 number. Auto owners insurance intended it that way so you don't have to wait on hold forever. Don't settle for a generic policy. Wherever you are in Northwest Arkansas, give Biddle Armstrong a call at 479-443-0808 or visit ba-ins.com. Auto Owners Insurance owns an AM Best rating, A+ Superior. They trust people like Bo to work for you. Biddle Armstrong Insurance. Coverage you need, people you trust. Questions? See if we got some. Let's bump this. Boom, boom. What time is the Bourbon Bowl for Macho Ham? Is there surely? Can you? I don't guess there's an alcohol sponsoring bowl games, but maybe that's coming. Joshua 11 says, Trey, what type of coach would Silverfield be? An EA college football video game motivator, recruiter, tactician, etc. Any hints on the stadium rights deal? What I was told last month is to expect something this month. Expect an announcement this month. I'm not sure exactly when that's going to be, but I was just told this month and that deal is done. So that's important. Motivator, recruiter, tactician. I don't know. I don't know that any of those really fit the archetypes in the actual game, what they should be. And I'm interested to see what College Football 27 holds. I'm a big fan of the dynasty mode stuff. I like roster building, as anybody would expect me being in this business. I love putting together a roster. Wisconsin Badgers this year in our 20-something team, Hog Sports Dynasty, have been 99 overall in all categories for a number of years now. I would say Silverfield is probably in the motivator category, maybe. I don't know if he's a tactician or not. I'd like him to be a tactician. I'm not as concerned about recruiting as much as I am ability to buy players in the transfer portal and the resources that he has in that regard. P.S. Smith 0628 says, what is your level of optimism currently heading into the football season? Where do you think we will be better? Where do you think we might be worse? It's a lot of questions there, T.S.S. Smith, but I appreciate them. Optimism is a strong word. I think that there are things that are headed in a better direction for football based on where they were in the Sam Pittman era. I've made no bones about it. Sam Pittman was not hired for the job that he got. The job changed on him. And I'm not saying he would have been great as a coach anyway. I think that there were some issues with, you know, in-game management and clock management and some decision-making at times. Sam Analytics didn't always pan out very well. But he was not hired for the job that he got. Silverfield has a lot more support. Now, does he have elite-level support? I mean, we're going to keep going up, up, up in terms of, like, NIL money. Like, I've used the idea that, you know, it's around $25 million right now, probably, for Arkansas's football roster. I think that number's going up. Maybe $10 million next year. You know, who knows? Like, it's just going to keep going up until something is done to cap this pay-for-play deal that they've got. But I don't know if optimism is a great word, because it is a tough schedule, and I don't know what the quarterback situation is, but I think that they will be much better on the defensive line. I think that they will be better in the secondary, and hopefully better at linebacker. I think the defense is going to be better than it was last year. I think they have a chance to have a better defense. Offensive line could be similar, maybe, hopefully. I mean, I thought it was a fine enough offensive line. I mean, it had a 1,000-yard back last year, put up a lot of yards, put up a lot of points. Wide receiver could be. I think it's a better team overall, except for quarterback. Talen Green, if Talen Green was in this offense, which is going to be more RPO, more quick passing game, less, you know, downfield throws and stuff, there'll be some still, I would feel a lot better about this team. If, and especially with the emphasis that I see from Silverfield on protecting the football, I would feel a lot better about this team, actually. I would feel like, hey, they got a chance in a lot of games. You know, that RPO stuff, I think, is just, it's a better fit for Talen. And, you know, obviously Petrino saw his athletic ability and was like, what if I can make this guy a pro-style quarterback? And, you know, obviously teams in the NFL see the same thing. Like, what if we can make this guy a pro-style quarterback? Freak athlete. So, anyway, that's my thoughts on it. I worry about quarterback, and it could be for naught. He could end up, I think it's going to be KJ Jackson, and he could end up being a great quarterback. He could be a guy that we remember 20 years down the road, just like Matt Jones or Clint Sterner, you know, guys that you always think about when you think about Arkansas quarterbacks. Ryan Mallett, Tyler Wilson, Brandon Allen. Maybe he'll be a guy like that. You know, those guys, you know, Brandon Allen wasn't just like beloved early on in his career, you know. Yeah, that's my concern. Where do I think they'll be worse? Yeah, could be quarterback. Running back, they're not going to be as good. I mean, Mike Washington was a stud running back. Mike Washington, you hate that last year was wasted with Mike Washington. He was so good. But, yeah, running back would probably be the area that I would say maybe not going to be as good. I think they've improved the roster, and the reason I think they have is because they have more money, and more money relative to where they had last year, because, you know, everything's gone up a little bit. But it was clear to me during the transfer portal process that they are working with better funds than they've ever had. The one thing I said going in is, like, go get a quarterback. And, you know, they got A.J. Hill, but he's not proven. And by go get a quarterback, I mean go get a proven quarterback. I didn't think it was a great quarterback class this year either. Pigsburg Squealer says, what worries you the most about Ryan Silverfield is in things are fully in his control, not funding related. I don't know yet. I mean, it's so young. Like there hasn't been anything that I've just picked out. I do wish Ryan would loosen up a little bit when he's talking to media and stuff. He does get a little coach speaky, you know. If that's one thing that I would pick out about him, I always used to get frustrated with people bagging on Brett Bielema when he would say stuff, because like this guy's gold. Like if you got great one-liners, then Pittman would have some good ones too. And people would bag on Pittman too. Like old Coach Cold Beer, you know, when he said it, everybody's like, yeah, it was 2021. Arkansas winning 9 games. That's our coach, Cold Beer. And then it was like, oh, Cold Beer. And when, you know, Brett was like, you know, uncommon. I want people that are uncommon. Oh, that's real uncommon, Brett, you know, when things started not going right. Silverfield is a little bit in a box of, you know, kind of coach speaky. And I like Ryan. I like the interactions I've had with him. The interactions I had with his wife, I think they're good people. I think he really, really is dedicated and wants to get this program taken to the next level. But he could use a couple one-liners here and there. And I've noticed, you know, like in a press conference, I can ask him a question about something specific and you get the, well, everybody's doing good, you know, that kind of response, you know, which is not what I want at all. I had this meeting, this interview one time with Travis Swanson because he was very much like that. I used to call Swanson the wall because you couldn't get anything past him. And I was like, so who's standing out amongst, like, you know, the young guys, Travis? And he goes, all of them are standing out. All of them are doing great and all this. And I go, one name, Travis. I want one name out of your mouth, please. good people, the Swansons. Okay. Yeah, so to answer your question, Pigsbury, it's like there's not one thing that jumps out to me that worries me. And, you know, coaches talk like that. That's just how it is. And one reason is because we get on them when things don't go right, right? When they say something brash and things don't go right. Did you like Ryan's onside kick call against Arkansas last year? I remember that, and I understood why he did it. I don't remember liking that decision, but I understood why he did it. And it's just because, you know, you're facing a team that's seemingly more talented than you, and you got to get an edge somewhere, and you're the home team. So I could understand, I guess, why they did it. Maybe if it had been successful, then I would have been like, that was a great call. But I don't remember liking it in the moment. I remember thinking, like, what are they doing? Which is going to happen. I mean, you're not going to make perfect calls all the time. You're going to be like, oh, man, I wish I had that one back. You know, that's going to happen. All right, let's see if we got comments here. Ozarks Go, if you're looking for fast, consistent, reliable internet service, check out our friends over at Ozarks Go, 479-684-4900, or call log into the World Wide Web, www.ozarksgo.net/hog, H-A-W-G. Find out if they're available in your area. Not going to jack your rates up from year one to year two. Just consistent, reliable, steady internet service. I personally, they've never cut out on me, aside from, like, you know, emailing me, say, hey, there's going to be an outage at midnight tonight or 1 o'clock in the morning or something. I've never had an experience where, like, oh, the internet's down. What happened? It just hasn't worked. And again, the docking station was the reason that we crashed the last couple of times. It just quit working. But this one seems to be working smooth. I actually like this a lot. I've had it for, since Monday when I plugged it up for the first time. But there's just one cord that goes into my computer, and which also frees up my power cable too, so I don't have to pack it up every time I walk out of here with this computer. So that's been pretty nice. But ozarksgo.net/hog, parts of Oklahoma, northwest Arkansas, north of the tunnel, you know the area. All right, see what we got here. Hog Wild YT says 8-4. I can see it now. Let yourself get excited, guys. Like, 8-4 is not happening, most likely. I mean, crazy things happen, obviously, you know, but most likely 8-4 is not happening. But let yourself get excited. Let yourself get hurt. I said that last year. Like, let them crush your soul. Have a human experience. Like, the last thing you want to do in life is just walk through. It's like, I don't want to feel any pain. I mean, that's coward. Like, let them hurt you. Get your hopes up. Let them crush your soul. And then when they have success, which will come at some point, they will have success. Tell everybody you told them so. You know, what's wrong with that? Tommy says he loves the Hog Wild attitude. He told his friends at we're at TU at OU that they could definitely be a dark horse this year. I mean, if they have a quarterback, then yeah, they could surprise some people. I don't think they're winning the SEC or something like that, but they could surprise some people if they have good quarterback play. Tommy T says 12 team is the best. At most 16, I agree. No more, please. These teams complaining are the ones that lost a game they weren't supposed to. I mean, like, if you're going to prove that you are capable of winning a national championship, then you're going to do like what Indiana did last year and knock off Ohio State and beat big, huge teams and just keep winning. Like, you're going to do that through the regular season. So it's not going to omit some, you know, team like Arizona State or something that has a great season. They're not going to get omitted from a 12-team playoff. They're going to have a chance to win it just like everybody else. Arizona State did make it a few years ago. Case in point. I cannot see the value of a 24-team playoff, says Darren Hood. I'll tell you one value of it. Bowl games are nothing anymore. Like, aside from even the major bowl games, they don't matter anymore. So if you put it like, well, you got a chance to win a national championship if you play, then you're going to have better postseason. The bowl games are just nothing anymore. I mean, what are they? Like, audition for next year? That's what they are. They ought to move bowl games to the start of the season instead of the end of the season. So move them to the start of the year. Why not? But that would be another advantage of the 2014 playoff, having your guys continue to play. Because people aren't interested in bowl games anymore. But there should be stuff in NIL contracts. Like, you got to play the full season. You got to play the bowl game if you're healthy to play. More money for the greedy individuals that don't care about the atmosphere of college football. Yeah, it's all about money. It's all about money. You say my mic's cutting out bad? Is it? Has my mic been cutting out? This is at 12:25 when he put this. I think I'm plugged in and everything. Does anybody else have an issue with my mic? Or is it Page Boy's computer or phone? To be frank, this is Matt Hess. If they went after a quarterback and didn't get him, They went after the guy from East Carolina, which I'm not even sure that guy is like the answer. Like, I'm not sure he was just like, oh, this is the guy that's going to transform Arkansas football next year. Illinois got him and didn't let him leave, which is, you know, kudos to Brett Bielema. That's what you do. You get him on campus, you don't let him leave. But they did go after a quarterback and didn't get him. But there wasn't anybody else lined up. At that point, you have to decide to spend $2 million on a quarterback or the team and roll the guy that shows potential against top SEC teams. I mean, again, I think you make a good point, Matt, because there wasn't just a lot of great quarterbacks out there unless you wanted to tamper and pay $5 million for somebody like some teams would do. FD Eldred says, I think Talen would turn the ball over in any scheme and no matter how much the ball security was emphasized. Possibly. I'm just saying, like, in this particular offense, there's a lot more quick passing game. It's less reads. Or one read type of stuff, you know, with the RPO, with the conflict defender and make a read and get the ball out. So I think that would benefit him as a quarterback versus, you know, as they say, Bobby Petrino's playbook's like this. You know, this one's like this. It's a smaller playbook. It's simpler. There's more spread concepts in it too. You know, there's power also. I mean, Silverfield's favorite play is pin and pull. But there is more. I just feel like with the emphasis on ball security, like, You get better at what you practice, you know? So, Matt Hess says audio's been fine for him. Thank you. Mike has been fine. So, I'm guessing, Page Boy, maybe it's your phone or your computer. Appreciate everybody for the feedback. Um, Matt Hess says, I'm nervous about the quarterbacks, but we will see. I feel night and day better about the defense, though. Six wins is coming. Six wins would be a successful season for this program, guys, considering where they've been and where they have to go. And the things that they have to do, like, you know, there are things from a facility standpoint that, you know, aren't necessarily have to have like they used to be at one point back in, you know, the 2010s. But there are things that need to be upgraded. Like they need to be eating meals in the football facility versus at the Jerry and Gene Jones Student Athlete Success Center with everybody else. They need to be, you know, they need to have like a facility there. It needs to be all, you know, in that football campus concept. They need the LED light show, guys. Like, I know that sounds like, well, it's, you know, but like stadium, people bitch and moan about the game day environment, which also needs to be improved through, you know, just better organization overall. And I think Silverfield wants that and sees that also, that they need to enhance the game day experience because it's been lacking. Let's be honest. Like it has been lacking. And yes, winning and night games cures a lot of that. Like Texas is one of the greatest environments I've ever been to for a college football game, you know, and it's the same stuff as it was before, but everybody's got an LED light show deal going now, which enhances the environment. And, you know, even for like basketball, like it annoys me a little bit going to NBA games. I went to the Spurs Thunder game 2, and it's always kind of shocks me a little bit because like the music's still playing during play, you know, like they're playing music during the game, which they don't do in college, but just everything that they do, the environment, it's like a big party in that arena, you know, and there's a basketball game being played. And you still want to keep the college vibe, the band, you know, the hog call, all those kinds of things. You have to keep that kind of stuff, the pageantry that makes college football fun, the history and all that stuff. Can't just all be new and, you know, hip hop and all that kind of stuff. But there's a marriage in there somewhere. If you haven't checked out our friends over at Back Nine Golf, you should. Back Nine Golf in Fayetteville. It's over by on College by like where it forks off to Green Acres. There's the McDonald's there. There's a CrossFit. It's kind of just back in there a little bit. But you can do a free demo. They offer monthly subscription plans, 4 hitting bays. Pretty sweet setup. 2 massage chairs, TVs all over the place, a bar, pool table, BYOB also. So pretty good setup over at Back Nine. Elevate your game over there. They got those $60,000 setups with those full swing simulators too. Check out our friends over at Back Nine Golf. All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks for you guys tuning in with your questions and your comments. Please leave a comment. Give us a thumbs up or a likes if you enjoyed the show and you want us to continue to do this. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Arkansas is #1 rated and most reviewed podcast in Arkansas. All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me. Trey Biddy, hogsports.com, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Criminal Minds Evolution is back on Paramount Plus.
We are going to go where the evidence takes us.
This season, evil is contagious.
Once it starts, it can't be stopped.
Criminal Minds Evolution. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus.